This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Obama on the campaign trail. Obama tweets about the Cubs as the world's still reacting to the World Series champions. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. We have our pals, one of our pals from Talk Media News with us. It's going to be like the mystery guess. I'm going to guess, let's see, say a few words and I'm going to guess who it is.
If you could guess who this is.
I cannot guess who this is. Who is this?
Well, Kate, I'm going to level with you here. You know, I was bringing on my deep voice.
Right. It's Laura Lee.
How are you?
You
never guessed, right?
It was like Justin, didn't I? I was just going to say, it was like a fake Justin for a second.
I was sprouting that beard as I talked to you right there.
All right, Laura Lee Lewis joins us now from Talk Media News. Very good, the mystery guest. So on the campaign trail today for Trump, it was about going after Obama and saying that, you know, shouldn't he be running the country instead? Is it really legal for him when somebody's being looked at for a criminal investigation referring to Hillary Clinton's emails? This is much of the same that we've seen, isn't it?
It is, and I haven't been following this too closely in terms of actual news value. I'll level with you right there. But I will say that chatter in Washington is that people are wondering, though, why we aren't being more critical of President Obama right now and his level of commitment on the campaign trail. They're saying that if Bush would have done this, you know, 8 years ago, he would have been getting a lot more hardship than Obama is getting now, considering also like the state of the military, the state of legislation that's in limbo. And they're wondering why he is taking so much time to hit the campaign trail. But there's a lot, of course, at stake also in a couple of days from now.
Yeah, I like how you said that, in a couple of days from now. So early voting, well, how many are we talking about now? I mean, we don't know in exact numbers. It's not an exact science, but it's like up over 27 million, isn't it?
Yeah, that's also what I've seen. Early voting, and again, I'm going to have to tell you here, from what I've seen of early voting, it's coming in. We've gotten these early indications, but at least like right, we like to speculate on what these numbers mean, but it seems like in Washington, every time we start to speculate, we get it wrong. So with this, I know the president, I know Clinton, I know Trump are continuing to hit the campaign trail, and nobody's stopping until the fat lady sings.
I like how you say that. So since you've been working with Talk Media News, you've had some really, really interesting assignments. And I know that there's like a kind of a rotation as far as reporters and White House pools and all of that. What are you doing lately?
So the most recent interesting thing that I did was I went down to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, I attended a pretrial hearing for a guy. His last name is Nashri, and he's accused of being the mastermind of the USS Cole bombing in 2000 off the coast of Yemen. So that was the last very interesting thing that I did.
So what was that like going there? Were there other journalists there? What was that process like?
Yeah, so the U.S. government charters a plane there's two ways to get to the actual base in Guantanamo. One is to take a chartered plane, so that means that the U.S. government hires a private firm to fly a plane down there. And you can take that out of Andrews Air Force Base, which is right outside of Washington, D.C. Another way to do that is to take a private flight out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And what I did is I took it out of Andrews Air Force Base. You head down, and again, interesting, in Guantanamo, the entire crew has to come down. So you're talking defense attorneys, you're talking prosecution, you're talking the judge, the translators, me as a member of the press, also people who were actually on the USS Cole. So there was one gentleman there, last name Abney, who was actually on the Cole when it was bombed. And these are all people that are flown down there. And then when you're there for a couple of days. I was there for 3 days of hearings. And it goes through this military commissions process, which, like your listeners may or may not know, is like this weird mix of the federal system mixed with a military court. So it's this court system that was created particularly for Guantanamo. And, yeah, I went to observe that.
Wow. And, of course, for people who may forget, Laura Lee, the U.S. I haven't forgotten about the bombing, but the USS Cole bombing happened back in, what, 2000, October 12th, 2000. So a while ago.
And so this is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a really long time ago. And, I mean, I was raised in the 9/11 generation, right, where all we think about are the Twin Towers and occasionally the Pentagon, perhaps that field in Pennsylvania, but the USS Cole is often forgotten, and Bin Laden was thought to be, you know, the guy behind Nashri in this. And, you know, however many years later, the U.S. government is still pursuing justice. And like I said, this gentleman who was actually on that ship who lost 17 of his crew members, you know, whoever may have actually perpetrated that bombing, like courts, it's up to the courts to decide that, but that's still being worked out in this court system, and it's just crazy to think that the actual trial might not even start until 2018, and that's an estimate that is closer. That's not a conservative estimate.
Wow. Wow, crazy. So, otherwise, yeah. Were you pretty much at Gitmo? Were you just there, no touring anywhere else, right?
No, so they actually divided up. Fun story for you. This is secondhand knowledge. This is not firsthand, so if I get this wrong, forgive me. But the story goes that they used to take reporters down, and reporters could go to either observe these hearings, and then they could also get a tour of the various facilities. But now they actually separate those two things. So when you sign up as a member of the press, you either go to see the military commissions process, or you go and you see the facilities themselves where these 60-some detainees are still held. I think it's 60 right now, actually. And so they had people come down for a hearing, and during that process, they were like, oh, let's go see the detention center all the way from downtown. And during that, some reporters went around, and they saw that a new soccer pitch had just been built for these detainees, right? It's a prison. They're locked inside something all day, like anyone they can exercise in some way or the other, and the U.S. government decided this form of exercise would be in the form of a soccer pitch. But a news outlet saw that and went back to Washington, right, a couple of days later, and in conversation with their editor, this came up, and then that blew up into this big news story where the U.S. government was now all over the news saying that they spent millions of dollars for this soccer pitch for these hardened terrorists. So now, if you go to see the hearings, they won't show you the facilities themselves because everything is much more curated to keep these press stories, right, subdued.
Wow. Wow, that is fascinating. Thanks for sharing that with us.
I thought that was really weird.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that's really weird.
Yeah, coming into the news, and Kate, you've always made me think a little bit, so I mean, coming into the news, you think it's a certain way, and then you realize everything is very much curated. Everything is the
way. Yes. Boy, isn't that the truth. Laura Lee Lewis, what a treat to have you on. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
So how about that? She's got a great gig. There she was down there at Gitmo telling us about the USS Cole bombing and what that process was like. Boy, I can still remember that day. Oh, such an awfully, awfully sad, sad day. Hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I walk along the avenue, I never thought I'd meet a guy.
It's 2-on-1 with the, you know, media doing half of Hillary Clinton's work for her every day. But you know, Donald Trump is still winning hearts and minds every day. And he's going to win all the way to the White House.
Mike Pence, the VP for Trump, the Republican nominee, talking about the media getting bashed a lot for helping Clinton get elected, as Pence said, and there are others who are saying the same thing. If you want to throw in your two cents, really, is the media pushing and ringing that bell? 855-266-5283. I did kind of just a comparison shop on that. And, you know, here's the thing. You've got publications that slant right and publications that slant left. And the coverage, to me, what's been interesting, the thing that we talked about at the top where I asked Laura Lee what the chatter was in Washington about Obama, and he's out really stumping for Hillary, and the questions actually are coming up across the board. How much they're coming up, it depends, I'm sure, on the publication, but in the final days, in the final analysis, Clinton, Obama, Michelle Obama, they're trying to pretty much make this about the election, about Trump, about how Trump is not fit, Trump, not so much about what she brings to the table. There's not much of that now. Now it's all about smashing him. And, you know, he does the same thing, and this is politics. I mean, this is the game. This is how it's played, absolutely. But is the slant on? Is there just a little bit more of a tilt for Clinton? I mean, is the media that, there's the question. Is the media, is it perceived to be, or is the media really in the bag? Is the media really in the bag? And for me, from my 360-degree view, it's a little bit difficult to answer that because I have friends in the media on the opinion side, especially lately, and that's what they're paid for, just like me. And they're very, very right, or they're a little bit left. So I got pals on all sides, and they're playing for their team. They're playing for their team. So I have had a few of my friends who are Democrats say that it is ridiculous what's happening with Clinton. You know, that there's all of a sudden the timing of the email debacle and the FBI, but saying, can we really have a president who's under a criminal investigation? That's how we're starting out, under a criminal investigation. I mean, and these are the Democrats, some of the Democrats who are saying that to me. I read the New York Times today, because again, I was trying to answer this question just to be an observer. Well, just to not think about how I said I've got this pyramid of people, and they definitely play to one side, one or the other side. So I looked at the New York Times, and the New York Times said, you know, had a lot of different stories. Donald Trump's impeachment threat, saying that the Republicans are indicating if they can't gain control of the government, they'll simply undermine it. That was one of the editorials that I read. Then there was another story that Trump's income doesn't always match claims, that the records were saying it doesn't always match, that he's listing gross revenue on financial disclosure forms as opposed to net income after expenses, and that records of tax appeals and other documents show that actual income from some of his businesses is a small fraction of what he reported. Okay, so that was also a huge story, and there were a ton of comments from the peanut gallery about Trump and taxes. Then there was a story about the majority of voters disgusted by the state of politics. That's what the polls show. Really? We're not all disgusted? Of course, you have to take polls. Let's just take an unscientific poll. Raise your hand if you are sickened by what we've seen in this election cycle. Oh my gosh, everybody listening to America Tonight agrees, no matter what camp they're in, they don't really care for the politics of the day. I mean, it's like a rubberneckers paradise. That's what it is. How much do we hear about the actual issues that are killing us? And I'm going to give you an example of Obamacare and or a.k.a. affordable health care. I've talked to two of my more liberal-leaning friends. Liberal's a bad term for them, but I'll say longtime Democratic friends, who were just always just backing up the health care and health care reform. And I talked to them today, and both were not happy. Both were not happy because why? Their premiums went up. Because this is, you know, this open enrollment. And then the companies are dealing with this. And I'll tell you something for everyone listening. This is a personal example that happened to me. There was a insurance company on the East Coast that wanted me to come in and talk to their people. They wanted to hire me, have me come in on an off day and talk to their people about influential listening and becoming better listeners, because that's what I speak about. Companies or people, you know, it's not an everyday thing, but will have me come in and speak to that because I've interviewed 12,000 people and I did a bunch of research on it, yada yada. Okay, so they were so excited. They were, yeah, they're going to cut the deal, blah blah blah, and we just had to lay the specifics out. And then I got a call that, hey, we totally want to do it, but we have to push it to the next quarter because we're getting creamed by our insurance going up. That their insurance, that there was so much fury at the company over the insurance rates doubling of what they had to pay that they had to knock out anything extra. They couldn't do their annual meeting. They couldn't bring somebody in. They couldn't, none of it, because of the dramatic rise in the prices. And the prices for affordable care. It's not affordable. I mean, even the Anthem CEO is saying we won't commit to Obamacare beyond 2017. That's a quote for you. So what are you supposed to do when you're out there shopping for insurance? So I'm a prime example. So that also hit me. It hit two of my friends who were definitely Democrats. Now they're not on board with healthcare. And then it hit me by having to push an event that I was supposed to do because they decided we can't do anything extra because of our rates going so high. And Anthem, it's crazy what they're talking. Anthem operates Blue Cross and Blue Shield in 14 states. It's one of the biggest providers of Obamacare. Humana and United Healthcare also decided to scale back their participation on those exchanges. So Anthem has 1.4 million members in Obamacare plans, including 889,000 who have bought insurance from the exchanges. But they have problems because the risk adjustment model is not matching up. So when you look at the amount of sick people that they currently see more sick Americans with chronic conditions than younger and healthier people. So the younger people haven't signed up and have opted instead to pay a penalty. So enrollment and individual coverage hasn't been the 20 to 25 million that insurers anticipated. And that's the problem. So the exchanges are buckling. I mean, they're buckling. And Anthem has a trial next month that challenges their acquisition of Cigna, another insurance company. And they said they would make a decision on their commitment to public exchanges once the fate of the merger is clear. Because they're saying the addition of Cigna would allow the larger company to expand the Obamacare coverage to 9 states, because then that would create that competition on the public exchanges, which is what we were all screaming about when we talked about erasing state lines. So money is money is money, and if they can't stretch it and people aren't signing up and it's the sick people and they don't have any balance on the other side, how in the world will these exchanges succeed? And the answer is they're not succeeding. They're buckling. But we're not hearing hardly anything about that because it's more about the war of words in this election. But it's almost over. We have a handful of days, and believe it or not, next week at this time, we'll know. We'll know who the next president, we hope, who the next president of the United States is. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way as I jump over the fence. Jump with me. Don't get your leg caught on that fence.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833.
The official electing of whoever that next president is going to be. The polls say it is tight. I mean, it is so, so close. So no longer talking about a Mack truck that could drive through the separation of the numbers for Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. In fact, I was reading today, it's interesting, the FBI is confirming the new State Department emails on Huma Wiener's computer. So they found new emails from Hillary Clinton's private email server on the laptop that was shared by her right-hand woman, Huma Abedin, and her estranged husband, the nutbag, Anthony Wiener. And this is where we're at with those emails. And they're not duplicates of those that they found on a private server. because that was the question, like, well, you know, they're probably duplicates, and it's not. So you have this FBI director, James Comey, who told Congress on Friday that the agency was examining new emails found regarding, you know, their inquiry. They found they popped up, and that's that whole sexting thing, and he could be busted for his exchanges with a bunch of women, and not the women so much, but the 15-year-old girl. There's that possibility. And remember, in July, Comey said that Clinton had been extremely careless with her private server use, despite finding a bunch of emails being marked as classified. And then you had the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, who a couple of days after accepted the findings and closed the two-year-old investigation without bringing criminal charges against Clinton or any of her aides. So, is it Comey? Has he been covering up this corruption? Is it basic stupidity that they're so slow in going through all of this? Is it the State Department business? I mean, you know, think about this. The State Department business related emails on a laptop belonging to someone who shouldn't even see them. I mean, and especially if they're marked classified, I mean, that's the key thing here, right? The fact that that we're talking about classified material. So, I said this before. The whole Anthony Weiner thing is just so twisted and convoluted in the first place. But push that aside. So we have deleted emails, we have leftover emails, and now we have 650,000 more emails. I mean, how many emails, for God's sake, were they sending? And, I mean, here's the thing. I say this is more than anything arrogance, that I don't need to follow the rules. I'm just going to do it this way, and everybody that's around me is just agreeing to that, so this is what we're going to do. And now, whether this is a big deal, whether it shouldn't have been a big deal, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, why are we talking about this? This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, right? And think of what other people have gone to prison for. And the Pentagon, I mean, are they, I don't know, are they relaxing the rules? Is there something different that I don't realize about classified material? I'm just saying. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan. Dan.
Hello, baby. I had to take off my headphones.
You had to take off your headphones.
Yes, I did.
Okay, we've got your headphones off, so what do you think?
Okay, you are a very smart woman, and you know that your left-wing Marxist, socialist, communist brethren in the news media are up to their eyeballs in being in cahoots with the Clinton campaign, and there is all hell getting ready to break loose in the next couple, 3 days. This weekend is going to be an absolute barn burner of information. I can't wait to see Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes or his kid, but, you know, the Wallace kid. And see what's going on, because I'm telling you, all hell's getting ready to break loose. This witch, pardon me, is going down. And Obama is out there trying to save her because he's implicated. The second command of the Justice Department is a longtime friend of Mr. Podesta. All of that came out. We've got the deadwood on him all the way down the line. This is the most crooked, evil, damn bunch of people that this country has ever seen. And we've got to get Donald Trump in there, and he's going to get in there and to straighten this thing out once for all and get us back to being the America that we were meant to be. This kind of cronyism and cashing in on the American people and being subversive to the American people's way of life and leading us as the slaves and them as the elite is over, baby. We are at a revolt. This isn't an election. This is a full-scale revolt. And Trump is going to come in there and clean house. And all these people that sided up with Hillary, like Obama, they know that the hammer is over the top of them and getting ready to come down, and they're the anvil. That's what's happened, baby. That's what's happened.
I agree with you, Dan, that this weekend is we're going to see a lot of shoes drop, absolutely. And you're thinking about Chris Wallace and some of the information that's going to come out. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, I have to agree 100% with Dan. I was going to say the same thing, Kate. Let's remember one thing. In 5 days or 4 days now, right?
Right.
A man who has the most powerful government in the world surrounding him and protecting him, the Justice Department, the Marshals, the CIA, he is going to be naked. In 5 days, he'll be just like you and me, for all intents and purposes, a private citizen. The emperor will have no clothes. And you know what he's going to be asking? He's asking himself this right now. What in God's name is in those emails that pertains to me? Because we still don't know, Kate, where the heck was the president of the United States when Benghazi blew up. Right?
Yeah.
We don't. And if Hillary wins, she's the one that's going to be protected. And those emails are going to be with her. But if she isn't, if she doesn't win, she's going to be just like Obama. It's going to be an even playing field. And I think he is going to be a lot happier with that situation. I think Hillary wins, Obama loses. They're going to hold those emails over his head as long as they live. And so
that's a good point.
You know, with that being said, I think you and I and maybe Dan should get into the business of carrier pigeons, but emails are gone. You know, but carrier pigeons, and once you get past the ooh, 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 I mean, you know, they're organic, right? They're natural. And you know, the liberals will like it because they're green and stuff. And yeah, I'm thinking carrier pigeons. I got
hilarious. I agree. I think you're right. I mean, there's no question the treasure trove would be dragged around and it'd be worse for him. Absolutely. Absolutely. No question, Tomas. I think so. I think you're right. I would love to be a fly on the wall and hear the conversation between Michelle Obama and Barack Obama right now. What do you think that, Tomas, I think he's still with us. What do you think that conversation's like? I think we lost him. I'm going to say that the conversation is the conversation I'd want to hear. I'd want to hear what's being said about legacy. Now it's about his library and moving all of that. All of his documents to Chicago, to Illinois. But at the tail end of a presidency, it really is about legacy. And the legacy, because of the ego and because of going down in history, really, really matters to the people who occupy the Oval Office. And maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's part of the frantic. I'm out on the trail. I'm doing whatever I can to get her elected. And I'm not worried about this FBI investigation. I'm not worried about this document dump. I'm trying to do whatever I can for this last minute push. All right, you can flip in your comments at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. We'll go back to the lines, plus the latest on the polls. Shocking.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years.
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
In North Carolina and all over the United States, it will be the end. I'm asking for your vote so we can replace Obamacare and save health care for every family in North Carolina and, frankly, in the United States.
Are out of this world. Everett is listening to us in Washington. Hey, Everett. Hello, Everett. Are you with
me? Well, with Hillary, I don't know. With emails, Whitewater, Crooked Foundation, and Bill with his affairs and rape, supposedly, or whatever it is, I think Trump's an angel compared to her.
Yeah, there's just too much we don't know. That's what it is. I think there's no explaining anything with the Clintons are like Teflon and everything just gets swept away and disappears. And there's just too many questions.
Exactly. They think they're higher up than the mafia or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, it's strange. It is that there's just so much that even from the past, because you bring up the past, there's other incidents that just have no explaining. We never got any real hard answers on some really tough things that happened, and now we have this crazy email debacle, and that's not going away. It's not going away. And then what if she's elected and other things? We don't know what's in the emails. What if really there is some there and it's not all innocuous? What then?
Probably end up pardoning herself.
Seriously. I mean, it's like comical. It's not good because you've got somebody that is under investigation. Those emails are being investigated, and we don't know what's in them. It still comes back to that same thing. What's the damage?
Yeah, and what's up with Obama? Does he ever do any work? All he's doing is out there with Hillary and golfing all the time.
I know. He's not doing himself any favors, that's for sure, Everett, by being out on the trail again and again and again and again and again. And I think, frankly, it's because they're so worried about these polls that are so close now. There are some that are a little bit apart, but these polls are close. Very, very close.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but and that's what that's about.
It's almost over.
It is. Just think about it. We get through the weekend, and then before you know, boom, we got a couple days, and that's it. Then we're just going to play party music the whole night on Tuesday. Yes. We can focus on nailing the score. You have a great weekend. We can focus on getting Everett or somebody else to nail the score and not on all this other stuff. It's been crazy. It feels like this campaign has just absolutely gone on forever, and it has. That's the thing. In the old days, when you campaigned, if you go back and you can look this stuff up, you know, it was a couple of months, not even. And now it's like years and $1 billion to be elected president. That's just outrageous. So here's some poll things to chomp on, to think about. Georgia is a dead heat, according to the Wall Street Journal NBC poll. Dead heat. Trump pulled to a tie with Clinton in New Hampshire, according to the latest poll on New Hampshire voters. But yet, there is a Reuters poll that says Hillary still has a 90% chance of winning, a 90% chance. In the meantime, Trump was asked about what kind of an election party he would have. He said he's not planning a huge election party. U.S. citizens in Israel support Trump by 5 points, by 5 more points. So while the FBI is examining fake documents, they say, targeting Clinton from a Russian hack, and then real documents, while all of that is happening, you've got these polls that show just how tight, like I keep saying, that it really is. Much tighter than you have been led to believe, I guess, or that I've been led to believe. But ultimately, it comes down to the Electoral College. It does come down to numbers. But where are the numbers going to fall if they're close? Where do they fall? And I happened to see this. It was funny. Somebody sent it to me. A Chinese monkey chose Donald. It's an omen. A monkey kissed the cardboard cutout of the U.S. presidential candidates, right? That's what they do. And the monkey kissed Donald Trump. And they say that this is... In China, what they do for fun is in the presidential elections, they've done this the past couple of times. So at a park, the monkey chose, and the monkey had two choices, Hillary Clinton, her cutout, life-size cutout, or Donald Trump, and the monkey went for Donald Trump for whatever that's worth. You now know what I know about the kiss, the hug. For whatever matters. You know, they do things like this at city zoos where they have an elephant and they have the two pictures and where does the trunk land. But forget the superstitions and the silliness. Just look at the numbers tightening in this final push. And Obama, who is out there, and we just mentioned, who is stumping for Hillary Clinton, actually scolded audiences, has been doing that at his last kind of maneuver, because this is it. I mean, you know, we're into November. This is the tail end run here. And he was in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He said that sometimes lost in the middle of this presidential campaign is that this is going to be the ultimate verdict on Obama's two-term presidency. Because what happens next? And I think that's why, partially also, why he's out there. And he said, I know it's hard to view me as objective, but I'm about to leave. He said, so I'm just letting you know the truth. And what he said was, you still have some business to do. You still have some business to do. And he said, you have to think about this office. He says, I have to tell you, this office is about who you are and what you are, and it doesn't change after you occupy the office. It magnifies it. It magnifies it. So that's what he's saying. Putting in Trump is not normalizing Trump. And he says, I see a straight line from the announcement of Sarah Palin as a 2008 VP nominee to what we see today in Donald Trump. And so for Democrats, it's important to understand that whether we are able to achieve a certain policy objectives is going to be primarily dependent on how many votes we've got in each chamber and our ability to move public opinion. Public opinion. So I think in the next couple of days, we're going to probably hear more of that same thing. So Obama is all over Trump, and he says, I tell you what, fairness is on the ballot, decency is on the ballot, justice is on the ballot, progress is on the ballot. Our democracy is on the ballot right now. So he was in Miami, pleading with the people in Miami. He was in Greensboro talking to the people there, and he's out. He's out making a push for Hillary Clinton. All right, thanks so much for listening to this hour and this version of America Tonight.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.